Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. We remember seeing the three monkeys, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. And we think that's quite charming. We think that's a nice idea to see no evil, hear no evil, do no evil. But really, what is it doing? It is empowering evil. Every time we mention evil, we empower it. Every time we mention anything that is not a benefit, we empower it. So how do we empower the right thing? What do we do to empower the right thing? Well, instead of the three monkeys holding their hands over their eyes saying, I see no evil, see no, hear no evil, speak no evil, the three monkeys could say, I see good, I hear good, I speak good. Now, what does the word good mean? When I was looking at the computer last night, putting this together, I checked the word to see what it means, and there was about 300 different definitions for the word good, and all of them were beneficial, and that's nice. What does it mean when I say I see good? What are our eyes? Our eyes are the mirrors, not the mirrors, but our eyes are, we see outwardly what we are within ourselves. Now, many people find that very confusing. I see outwardly what I am within myself. They say, I am not a truck crashing into a tree. I am not a family having an argument. I am not unhappiness at any time. I am not happiness either at any time. So what do you mean I see? What I see out there is what's inside of me. Well, let's look at that very carefully. What I see out there is inside of me. If I am a gentle, loving, good person, I will interpret everything I see as gentle, loving, and good. If I am a gentle, loving, and good person, I will interpret everything I see in my world as gentle, loving, and good. It's not a matter that it is gentle, loving, and good, or is not gentle, loving, and good, but how do I perceive it? How do I see it with my eyes? What sort of picture do I have in my consciousness of what I see? That's a very important thing for us to consider, because really, what we see is who we are. And I gave the story about the $30 million hug, and the mother was very upset with her son, and she was ready to kill the kid for being such a naughty, naughty, naughty boy. And she got a phone call that she just won the lottery of $30 million, and all of a sudden she was flabbergasted. She wasn't happy, she wasn't sad, she had no attitude at all except that of unconditionally loving the world. Wow, am I blessed? Wow, is that great? Wow! And her son walks in the door, wow, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And the kid has been ready to be given a good spanking for being a naughty boy, and instead he got this unconditional love. Well, what happened? Did the mother's eyes go blind on her? Didn't she see that that's still the same stupid, dirty, batty little kid that she had who was not paying attention, who was not doing good in school, who wasn't doing anything good? Didn't she recognize that? No. She looked with the eyes of unconditional love. She looked with the eyes of good. And she did not see him in any other way than her son, her loving, wonderful son, her own wonderful, wonderful, wonderful son. And the thought of him doing anything wrong never entered her mind. Now, that's impossible. Oh, try it sometime. Go ahead, try it. Win the $30 million lottery. Try it. See how you feel. You know, or even less. We should really train ourselves in the art of unconditional love. And as we train ourselves in the art of unconditional love, we'll look at other people, we'll see other people as being very loving and very wonderful. And then instead of being angry with the world, we'll be happy with the world. Instead of seeing the world at war, we'll see the world at peace. You know? but it isn't at peace. It is at war. How can we see it as something that it's not? Well, what happened to the mother when she hugged her boy? He said, I like it, I like it. I don't know what I did right, but I like it, you know? And then when she said, come, I'll take you to the mall to buy you some things that you want. I like it, I like it, I like it, you know? And then what happened to him, it's the first time perhaps he ever got unconditional love. Perhaps it's the first time the mother ever gave unconditional love, never knew how to do it before. And so a whole new world opened up. Whereas before, the appearance of him being a naughty boy was now the appearance of him being a very cooperative boy, a very loving boy, a son that any mother would be proud of. How do you see good? Well, you have to really train yourself in that, because it's an art. To see good is not something, you want to normally look at appearances. And when you look at appearances, that's what you see. And when you look at appearances and do not believe in them, that's not your reality. As Ellen so often says, I can't believe it, you know. Well, maybe it's a good thing to say, I can't believe that which is not good. I can only believe the good. And if Ellen would look at everything that she sees and instead of saying, I can't believe it, see it as good and then say, I believe it. I believe it. And put her whole heart into it, her whole soul into it, her whole being into it. And then all of a sudden, it's that way. That's the way it works. And it's quite a wonderful thing. Now, we have that opportunity to make these things come true in our life if we want to. But it's something we have to do. It's something we have to put into motion. Now, for the next few days in the Thought for Today, Instant Illumination, Absolute Philosopher, we're going to talk about I see good, I hear good, I speak good. And we're going to talk about I reveal my world by who I am. I reveal my world by what I am. I reveal my world by where I am. I reveal my world by why I am. I reveal my world by how I am. We're going to go into all these different aspects of this, and they'll be quite a wonderful thing. But first today, we'll be covering I see good, I hear good, and I speak good. So, if you don't believe in miracles, I think by the time you get done hearing what we have to say about seeing, hearing, and speaking only good, you'll say, my goodness, I was just a hair's breadth away from miracles all the time and didn't even know it. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you very much, and I'm always thinking beautiful thoughts about you, because you are wonderful. I love you, I love you, I love you.